In Rachel's absence, I'd like to explore a couple of ideas about how we can see spirituality, Christianity in this case, interacting with popular culture. The first is what we can call forms of interaction between Christianity and pop culture, and the second is the common ground between the two. So let's start with the forms of interaction. And I think we can identify four different ways in which they relate to each other. The first is Christianity in popular culture. Derek Nimmo, Rowan Atkinson, Dawn French are well known for many roles, but one of the things they have in common, of course, is playing vicars on TV and elsewhere in some cases. So we see Christian imagery and the language of Christianity and the church in all forms of popular culture. So, for instance, the place of faith in novels such as Jan Martel's Life of Pi, or Dan Brown's Da Vinci Code, or Hilary Mantel's three volumes on Thomas Cromwell. That is one example. And then there are Christian tropes in popular music, such as Lady Gaga's Judas, Madonna's Like a Prayer, and a wide range of, interestingly, heavy metal bands. And the role of the priest in Clint Eastwood's Gran Torino, or the religious symbolism of the Matrix trilogy, are just some examples of where something similar is at work in films. And I'm sure that you'll be able to think of many other examples across all of those genres of popular culture and more. So the first form is Christianity in popular culture. And the second form is popular culture in Christianity. Some religious groups adapt their practices to their surrounding cultural context. So, for instance, if you know them, there's the Left Behind series of Christian fiction, or the multi-million dollar Christian contemporary music industry, in which evangelical forms of Christian theology are repackaged in various styles of popular culture. If you have access to the HBO series The Righteous Gemstones on TV at the moment, then it actually combines both of these categories: Christianity in popular culture and popular culture in Christianity, in one show about a family-run American megachurch. The third way in which popular culture and Christianity interact can be called popular culture as Christianity, religion, or spirituality. In other words, being a fan of something can take on similar ritualized characteristics to faith. Fandom is seen as a form of religious or spiritual-like practice across sport, cinema, popular music, gaming, celebrity, and more. For those who are interested, that's what the book I've written with Clive Marsh is essentially about. Personal Jesus, How Popular Music Shapes Our Souls, discusses how listening to many forms of popular music can take on religious dimensions. And fourth and finally, Christianity and popular culture in dialogue. This involves creative theology and religious meaning-making within the setting of popular cultural production and consumption, where popular cultural texts and practices are used as a medium for theological reflection. One instance of this is the recent spate of Lent courses based on movies, of which Rachel Mann's course on The Greatest Showman is a good example. So we have four forms of interaction between Christianity and popular culture. Christianity in popular culture in Christianity, popular culture as Christianity or religion or spirituality, and Christianity and popular culture in dialogue. Now we turn to the second idea, the common ground between Christianity and popular culture. Again, this covers a wide range of popular art forms, film and theatre, music and dance, TV and radio, social media, fiction and graphic novels, pastimes and hobbies, sport and so on. Again, let me just highlight four shared areas between these phenomena and Christianity, religion, and spirituality. The first is embodiment and performance. Most forms of popular culture involve our bodies. With popular music, that could mean making music, playing an instrument, singing, or responding to music, dancing, clapping of hands. Watching films, TV, or theatre might involve change of breathing rate or posture as excitement or tension increase and decrease, hiding behind the settee in Doctor Who, as so many people have done over the years. With activities like cooking or knitting, our bodies are engaged with a creative process, even though we might be listening to the radio or watching TV at the same time. Christianity also is an embodied activity, which includes physical responses to music, speech, smell, and more. Secondly, ritual and storytelling. All forms of popular culture are situated within a series of narratives. Two recent books can stand for many others in this field. So, for example, Jason Bivins places American jazz within the stories of US culture and religion, plus the stories of African-American experiences, whilst Helen Phelan has explored different forms of singing in contemporary Ireland and how that reflects different stories from Irish culture and the stories of those who've migrated to Ireland in the late 20th and early 21st centuries. Such collective stories shape ritualized behavior in those cultures and all cultures, just as the stories that different churches, parachurches, and denominations tell about their shared history shapes them, shapes us. Third, belonging and community. Belonging is a rapidly changing concept, especially under the impact now of social media. People belong in different ways to a generation ago. Nevertheless, individuals still belong, even if it is through following friends on Facebook or supporting a football team more online or on television than at a stadium, then downloading music, maybe more on Spotify rather than attending concerts or gigs. And similar changes are taking place in the world of Christian spirituality. To take one example, in the past, people would have their own physical copies of the Bible, maybe an authorized version and a modern translation. Whilst that still can be the case, younger generations may more often access the Bible through multiple versions available on a site like BibleGateway.com. The way that people belong to groups and churches is changing as forms of popular culture change. And finally here, spiritual experience and affective space. Affective space is a term used to describe any practice or activity that entails significant emotional engagement around the experience of a listener watching or participating. And if that's hard to get one's head around, we can think of individual affective space in the shape of a rugby ball. We're in the middle of that ball as individuals. And to either side, for want of a better term, the pointy ends, at those ends there are two things. So at one end there are the institutional elements which shape our lives, governments, corporate bodies, social norms, inherited family behaviours, friendship groups. At the other end are the emotional side of our lives, self-expression, play, a sense of authenticity. Our spiritual experience is being nurtured and shaped within that affective space by all forms of institutional and popular culture. So once again, four areas where Christianity and popular culture share common ground: embodiment and performance, ritual and storytelling, belonging and community, spiritual experience and affective space. And we can see many of these at work in a project like Warwick Poppy's 2018. Knitting is a physical and embodied pastime. The exhibition here in this church allowed people to share and tell their stories. It gave people a sense of belonging to a wider community. And people engaged with the knitted poppies in an effective space that brought together both formal and emotional levels of their lives. So where do these two elements of shared forms and shared common ground leave us? In essence, I'd say that we human beings are meaning-making creatures. We seek meaning in and for our lives. And we do that in a variety of ways. For some, it's through their work or their family. For others, it's through their faith or their passion, such as a love of sport or the arts. Of course, these are not mutually exclusive, and the creation of meaning in our lives may involve us in a variety of different such activities. And we shouldn't underestimate the role that Coronation Street and EastEnders, Strictly Come Dancing and The Voice, and many other forms of popular culture play in contemporary meaning making. Nor should we miss the significant overlap there is between Christianity spirituality, and popular culture. Indeed, we've had that already illustrated in our Lent addresses by Ellie Wirt's research into Hull's experience as a city of culture, 2017, and Fergus Butler Galley's thoughts on religious and political satire and humour. Creating meaning will involve us engaging in all forms of popular culture. All creation comes from God, and God is present in all forms of creation. Amen.